Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Gorlach. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today we're looking at how family tree software and websites can be used both as an intelligence source, as well as a doxing source, as well as a way to compromise accounts. So we're going to tell you the story of how that happened, give you some insight into what that may look like, and actually give you a website. So check yourself on the website and see if this could happen to you. The main tip for you is beware of these family tree websites. For a long time, we looked at different ways that people could dox people, get information on them, etc. And this was a new one to me. So here is the scenario. The person had set up an account. The person had set up, you know, the security questions for resetting the password. Security questions included things like mother's maiden name, pretty common. They included things like what street did you grow up on? Another common one. And I think another one was like, what was your favorite teacher's last name? So, www.familytreenow.com. www.familytreenow.com. Check it out. It's free. You don't have to log in. You can put in anyone's name, first and last. You can put in anyone's name in the region. You click go. And here's what the website gives you. People that are associated with this person. Addresses that are associated with this person. Family members. And then you can pivot from any one person to any other person. So using this website, very quickly we found a name or a list of names, about 10 in total, that could be potentially mother's maiden name. We also found a list of addresses. I think it was 6 in total that could be their first child at home. Switch back to the website with the security questions. Security questions very often have two flaws. One, you can't reset them. Two, there's no brute force detection. So what do? We tried all 10 names, and we got in. Got in like in the third one. It was also made a little bit easier because each name had like, you know, comparable addresses, each name had ages, so it wasn't too hard to narrow that list of 10 down to the 2 or 3 that were likely the mother. Got in that way. Then we went to the addresses. Again, now that we know what the mother is, we looked at the addresses. Okay, what are the addresses they have in common? Look for one around the right date, found the street like that. If we hadn't, we could have, again, brute forced, just going through names. Now that we know where they grew up in, what were some of the schools in that area, we could do that. We could go, hey, what were, you know, some teachers in those schools? We could do that. That seems like it'd take a long time. We put in common names, last names, and within about 20, got that. And then reset the password. It was a good demo. It was a scary demo. It was a great reminder of how bad security questions are. And also a great eye-opener for me about these family tree websites. Check them out, see what source of information you can find, and if you're looking for a way to protect yourself, know what's out there. Know what's out there and don't use questions that people can find, right? That's what we always say. What's your favorite new tool for social engineering? Other than family trees? Hit me up in comments or on Twitter. Have a good one.